I'm Phil McDonald for WSJM Sports. Our WSJM Sports Student Athlete of the Week for the week of September 2nd is Danny Vinson from Berrien Springs High School Soccer. Here's my conversation with Danny, as heard on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports. It's brought to you by CMG Financial. Experience extraordinary when buying your new home, NMLS 1820. This is Phil McDonald for WSJM Sports. We are here with our WSJM Sports Student Athlete of the Week, Danny Vinson of Berrien Springs High School Football. Danny helped lead the Shamrocks to a 41-28 win over Schoolcraft in that game. On the offensive side of the ball, Danny carried the ball 11 times, rushed for 182 yards. He caught a pass for 62 yards, scored two touchdowns, and also was good on two-point conversions. On the defensive side of the ball, six tackles, two interceptions, and one forced fumble. Just reading these stats, I'm exhausted. How did you feel after the ball game? Did you feel as though you put in that much work?
Yes, and tired.
I can imagine. 182 yards rushing at 11 carries. What was working for you? Can you remember what specifically was working for you in that game?
The Miamis.
The Miamis.
Yeah.
Explain that.
It's when the guard and tackle pull, and like I just follow behind them. And since I'm so small, they can't see me coming. So I just, whoop.
Size helps, right?
Yeah.
Then, you know, pass reception for 62 yards. I mentioned the numbers on the defensive side. Six tackles, two interceptions, a forced fumble. I told you I was going to ask you this before we got going here. The numbers on both sides of the ball. Do you have a preference playing on the offensive side of the ball or the defensive side of the ball?
Probably defense, because I like hitting people than rather getting hit myself.
Okay. Well, it didn't look like you got hit much in this particular game. You were running away from it all. Goals you set for yourself coming into the season, was there anything specific you wanted to accomplish? Were they mainly just team goals?
A team goal was like to make it further into playoffs than rather last year make it one game into it.
All right. 182 yards rushing. Did you know as the game was going on you were amassing those kind of yards, or did you have no idea until after the game?
I had no idea after the game. I thought I at least had like 140 probably, but not 182.
Anything in particular you were working on during the offseason, getting ready for football? What were some of the things you were focusing on?
I don't know, just getting better at defense because, you know, didn't really play a lot last year because I dislocated my elbow. So.
Oh, wow. Your coach is Bill Bergen, and Coach, Thursday morning here when we were live at Berrien Springs, we were talking about Danny's performance in that game against Schoolcraft. He's a special kind of player, isn't he?
Very quick, very explosive. A lot of times teams will go at him because of his height. Like the Schoolcraft had a kid that was about 6'3", 6'4", receiver. But they find out pretty quick that he can handle the guys that size. And actually, Danny probably had two more interceptions that he could have had Friday night. So we always say he drops the first two and then catches the next two.
How often has it reminded you about those two that you didn't get?
A lot.
I asked Danny this. I'll ask you this, Coach. If you had a preference and you could only play him on one side of the ball, would you prefer playing Danny in the offensive side of the ball or the defensive side?
Wow. I'm selfish because I'm an offensive coach, so offense.
Okay. All right. What impresses you most about his approach to the game?
Yeah, he's explosive. He is compact, but just really, really strong. And kids that come up and try to tackle him, he will lower the shoulder and be physical, or he'll just give you a move and he's gone. So his game is pretty unique to guys his size. He also catches the ball really well out of the backfield, so I'm glad to have him on offense, for sure.
I don't blame you. Danny, outside of football, any other sports or activities you're involved with here at Berrien Springs?
Track and basketball.
All right. Of the three, I know your football coach is sitting right here, but of the three, do you have a favorite sport?
I mean, football, but like track is pretty successful for me, too. So.
All right. Hey, congratulations on the effort against Schoolcraft this season so far. Good luck the rest of the year.
Thank you.
All right. Danny Vinson of Berrien Springs High School Football is our Student Athlete of the Week from WSJM Sports. I'm Phil McDonald, 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.